Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. It's great. It's been some very exciting action at the tour throughout the whole 10 days, but also last night was pretty amazing, actually.
Have you ever seen anything like that last night?
Never. And the Tour de France is one big circus, and everybody acknowledges that crazy things happen. But this morning when I woke up, I saw a vine of the yellow jersey holder, Chris Froome, running up the mountain to the tune of Rocky. So I can honestly say that's not a line I ever thought I would say about the Tour de France.
And look, I love the fact they've let him go with it. They've just pointed out that there wasn't many options available to him.
Yeah, well, I think you have to be a bit flexible, because the beauty of cycling is that the fans can be roadside. They can, you know, hopefully not touch the riders, but be within arm's length. And if you want to be able to continue that tradition and have cycling as such an inclusive sport out on the road, I think you need to be flexible, because stuff goes wrong, as we very clearly saw last night.
Look, the great thing about cycling, especially Tour de France, is it brings the Aussie fans out of the woodwork too. It's great when Australians are doing well, but even when we're not, you just suddenly realise how many cycling fanatics there are around Australia.
Yeah, well, and the interesting thing is it's not just cycling fans that the Tour de France pulls in. I think it's just sporting fans and people who love the spectacle. And wonderfully for the sport of cycling, I think the flow on in appreciating what a grand sporting event the Tour de France is that we get a lot more people on bikes. So they might look at Cadel Evans a few years ago when he won and be inspired by that and think that they too can don the Lycra and get out on the road and have a go.
The infamous Mammal.
Yeah, well, except, so Mammal, of course, is middle-aged man in Lycra, right?
Yes.
But increasingly, we've got the ladies out there too. So a lot of mammals, and I think that certainly if you drive the Sydney or the Melbourne roads on the weekend, you probably see more people in Lycra than you do anything else.
Yeah, look, it's
a bit
good.
Scary, isn't it?
It is good to see people out on the bikes. It really is. Now, of course, SBS has been showing Tour de France with OFX as a partner, and there's a big pop-up around it happening at Centennial Parklands this Sunday from 7:30. People are going to get a chance to meet and greet you, aren't they?
Yeah, it'll be excellent. So they've had a few pop-ups in Melbourne already, but in Sydney, we're heading from where we'll be at the Govett Street gates over in Randwick at Centennial Park. And OFX and SBS, the coverage, it's such a great fit, because OFX are global money transfer specialists. And let me tell you, half of the cycling and sporting community have travelled over to France to have a watch. But if you can't be on Mont Ventoux, then come on down to Centennial Park this Sunday. Free coffees. There'll be screens with all the action. There's massages. There's bike mechanics. Nick, the only thing I can foresee as being a problem is that the cyclists might have to fend off the Pokemon Go players.
There could
because
be
they've been everywhere.
Could be a bit of a battle going on there. I hadn't thought about that. And of course, if you are riding a bike, please don't play Pokemon Go. It's very dangerous. Don't ever stay on your phone on a bike. Your next big thing is heading over to Rio for a bit of coverage.
Yeah, so we leave in just over 2 weeks, actually, to go and cover the Olympics. And unfortunately for cycling, it looks like the Tour de France has ruined the chances for one of the Aussies, Simon Gerrans. He fell and broke his collarbone overnight. So we'll have to stand by and see whether he can still fulfil his commitments. But, yeah, look, Australia is looking really good. We've got some big medal chances. And Anna Mears, of course, is the flag bearer and the team captain and, of course, leading the charge for the cyclists. So it's pretty exciting.
Milk, fantastic stuff. Good luck to you, Kate, and thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Unreal. Thanks for having me.